special report coronavirus update. I'm Christopher Cruz. The price of many goods and services fell sharply last month, led by anything connected to the travel industry.
Consumer prices fell 0.4% in March, the largest decline in 5 years. Energy prices fell 5.8%, with gasoline prices dropping 10.5%, while airfares plunged 12.6%.
Washington correspondent Scott Carr on the Labor Department report this morning. People in Detroit are being told not to visit their relatives. Correspondent Ryan Young says officials are banning travel between homes in an effort to get the city off the coronavirus hotspot list.
They're telling family members they don't want them traveling from one family house to the next, maybe even bring food over to the next house. We've talked to folks who've lost multiple family members.
Worldwide, the coronavirus death toll is headed toward 100,000. The confirmed number of infected people is over 1.6 million, according to Johns Hopkins University. In the U.S., almost 17,000 deaths. I'm Christopher Cruz. The number of New York coronavirus deaths is rising as hospitalizations fall. Correspondent Athena Jones says some of the dead are being buried without funeral services.
Hart Island, which is an island off the coast of the Bronx in the Long Island Sound, it's now going to be used for unclaimed bodies. According to new rules issued by the New York Medical Examiner, bodies that are not retrieved or claimed within 14 days will now go to that island for burial. They will be, we understand from funeral directors, they are well marked, so it's possible for families to later on get those bodies interred and give them the proper burial they would like.
Wall Street is closed on this Good Friday after closing out its best week yesterday in 45 years, after the Federal Reserve announced a $2.3 trillion loan program to support the American economy. Markets around the world are holding steady and quiet trading today. I'm Christopher Cruz.
My dog, Mojo, was half beagle and half coonhound. He ate everything in sight. He would swallow things whole, including a chicken carcass, a bird nest with a bird in it, and assorted stones and sticks. We had to take him to the veterinary emergency room. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing on his feet and chewing the hair right off of his legs. Being irritated, lethargic, is just not the same dog.
DINOVITE.com.
When we put him on the Dynavite, he took right to it. All of these symptoms disappeared.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Something that he actually likes to eat. You need to put him on Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
If you love your dog, you don't just want him healthy, you want him to be happy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Truckmates, you must fix up your pickup truck store.
Is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids.
Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard.
Industry-leading quality
and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle.
That's Snug Top.
Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer.
Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners.
With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
For today, cloudy and 70, northwest wind at 10. Slight chance of rain, 54 the overnight low tonight. Sunny weekend coming, 73 the high Saturday, 56 Saturday night, 80 and sunshine on Sunday.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Ah! Ah!
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well.
Strange times.
Strange times. It's been an interesting week and a half for sure for us on our side. Personally, had my mom passed away last Monday. So it's an interesting time for everybody, and you know, not to say we're more or less of that, but it's interesting that, you know, in the times that we live in, thankfully my mom passed away peacefully at home, and so she had been living with us for about a year and a half, and you know, I'm just going to say that it was a blessing to be able to sit on the couch with her and hold her hand and say, Mom, you did a good job. We're going to be okay.
Wow.
We love you. But had she gone to the hospital, you know, and again, thankfully she didn't have to, but had she gone to the hospital, she would have been quarantined and you wouldn't have been able to get in there with her and you wouldn't have been able to see her. So, you know, I kind of feel for those people that are having to go to the hospital and are quarantined and can't be with their loved ones when something happens. Similarly, we buried my mom Wednesday.
Okay.
Now, you can't have a funeral. You can't have services. You can't have more than 10 people around. So it's an interesting time that we live in that because of the social distancing, which I again agree with,
right?
You know, you can't have the funeral for friends and family and celebrate that life. It legitimately is, okay, let's do the necessaries and honorably bury her and then do a celebration of life sometime in the future.
Correct.
So, you know, when all this is done, we're going to have a great party and say thanks, Mom, and all that good stuff. But it is interesting that, you know, in the times we live in, you hear of shortages of toilet paper and you hear of people not being able to find certain things, but you don't realize that those that have been affected, you can't have a funeral. And
right.
There are lots of people who are in the hospitals for things other than coronavirus that can't connect with their loved ones because of that seclusion.
Because there's no visitation now, period.
Right.
The only people in the hospital are sick people and doctors.
Right.
And
so
that's it.
It's like I say, the biggest blessing ever is she passed away peacefully on my couch. We were talking, you know, and but it is an interesting time we live in to think that there's a lot of people that are not so fortunate.
Now, you have kids at home. How are they reacting to this thing, which are they just more resilient and not noticing?
Oh, no, they notice. I think they're very resilient. I think it was a very good life lesson. Again, being, you know, honest, my mom has lived with us for near a year and a half.
Okay.
And she
and
had
they're all out of school right now.
They're out of school. So they had seen her gradually decline and have been very helpful. You know, sometimes I think my kids can be the biggest jerks ever, which I think every parent can think. But, man, are they super helpful with grandma. And you know, kind-hearted and helping her and stuff. So they watched the decline, and everyone got to say goodbye and I love you. And it was a very difficult Sunday evening last week, not this week.
Right.
But they all, I think, have absorbed it very well, as opposed to you don't see, you don't know, and it's just something foreign.
And of course, the coronavirus, their lives have changed completely. Are they? There's no school. They can't visit friends, which, believe me, the kids your age, I mean, the kids that you have at their age are usually friends is what they spend most of their time doing. And
but here's what you notice is the kids now are in this electronic age. So they're taking school classes, they're doing Zoom meetings and GoTo meetings, and they're doing classes that way. And they connect with all their friends playing video games and stuff.
Okay.
So they're on the cell phones, and they're playing video games, and they're chatting back and forth. I mean, the difference is, yeah, they're not out shooting hoops with
right.
four or five guys, but they're still connecting, and they're using technology to connect. So it's not unlike the listeners that are listening to the show. You know, we're connecting. We're just not eyeball to eyeball with them, but they're still having conversations, and they're not losing out on that. You know, some of the social interactions, yeah, you know, so throwing a football and playing tackle football.
Not going to the Sadie Hawkins dance.
No, nope, not doing that. And it's funny, my oldest goes, well, I'm not going to the prom anyway. I never want to go to the prom. So he's kind of that antisocial kid.
Yeah,
but
that's guys, not girls.
Correct. But, you know, you get back to, it's amazing how many things are changing temporarily, I think, in this society.
Are they? Temporary, I mean? Is it? I mean, I think that this will spool up the application of electronic connection. I mean, we it's temporary for the schools, it's temporary for all those things, but we may end up liking it and actually demand it more.
Well, I think we've done a lot of that anyway. You look at a lot of colleges have distance learning programs, and they have online learning. You know, college and whether even the name that comes to me is the Primavera Online. There's high schools that you can take all online. So I think we've done it all.
But I think it's been gradually growing. This may pump up that growth in that type of service.
Yeah.
Or maybe we don't like it and it does away with it.
I think we're still such social creatures that we want to interact and, you know, see people eyeball to eyeball at some point. Now, I think one of the other things is we're very forgetful. So, you know, what's the old saying, you know, if you don't study history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Right.
You know, people forget things, and I do believe things will go back to a relatively normal stance when this is done. I think you'll be able to find toilet paper in the grocery stores and you know, the hoarding of things that are not needing to be hoarded will stop.
Yeah.
But
ammo. We need to hoard ammo.
Yeah, lots of stuff on that. But, you know, like I say, it's an interesting time. Kind of, this isn't really a money talk thing, but talking about, I know there's people that are going through hardships that is related because of coronavirus, but not because of that. And, you know, if you have friends or family or people that you know that are in the hospital or sick, take the extra time to send them a card or reach out and let them know that you're still thinking and caring for them. Because I think the heartbreaking thing for me is, even though my mom passed away, is how many people passed away without that physical connection, the somebody holding their hand or saying, hey, job well done. You know, we love you. It's okay. We got you. And I think that compassion is, you see a lot of it with the coronavirus right now. People making masks and giving things out. People delivering food. You know, I think the compassion is being elevated. And now we just have to make sure we keep the connections, even though you can't connect with people well enough. So
yeah, Yuma's been great, though. And I've been doing a lot of travel because of my job. I mean, around town.
Okay, please, around town. Don't go out of town.
No, I'm just
going
around town. But, okay. But you know, I have to pick up supplies and do things. And the stores are handling things really responsibly. People in the stores are being responsible. Yuma has done a really nice job. And we're nice folks here.
Yeah, I think everybody's done really, really well. There's one guy I saw had a plastic bag over his head. I'm not really sure how that worked. I'm not sure it was going to work for very long.
No, I don't think it's a good thing.
I think 99.9% of people are doing it right and handling it well and getting after it. So, but here also is opportunity. So, you know, one of the things I want to get to next segment is, you know, there's times that things just happen that you have to pay attention to the opportunity.
Right.
And so after the break, let's take a break right now. We're going to talk about opportunities in the market. This is Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion.
Derek Egbert, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, IPC.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Derek Egberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here once again. Russ Clark in studio. Good morning, Russ.
I'm ready for opportunities. Tell me, where's my opportunities?
There's so much opportunity out there right now. So, you know, again, if you are stable in your job, you know it. And there's a lot of people that have had some employment issues, and we know that's coloring the news media nonstop. Right. But there's the majority of people who haven't had an issue. Let's be honest. If you're working out at, say, YPG, if you're a nurse or a physician at the hospital, if you're police and fire, you know, there's lots of people out there who don't have issues and aren't going to have issues, and now you need to look at opportunities. So when the market comes down like this, that, and let's pretend interest rates are there and companies are necessarily not flush with product, but they're trying to move product, there's opportunities. So if you look at, say, cars, how many auto dealers have you seen with 0% interest come back like a vengeance for 6 years and even 7 years now? Have you seen all these ads?
No, I haven't. I paid attention. Are they?
They like crazy. And I know that there are certain auto companies that you know, you mention all the time, but if you look at online, most of the big three Americans are now 72 and 84 months 0% interest. And there are certain models they exclude. But why are they willing to go 7 years 0% interest? Because they're trying to move product.
Yeah, but they've got to come up with something creative.
Correct.
To, you know.
So, and I'm not saying, hey, you got to go buy a new car, but here's the opportunity that if you were looking to buy a new car, now's the time that you can get it and do 0% interest on some of these models, and maybe that's the time to get it because you're not going to spend a bunch of money on interest, and this is the opportunity to save a bunch of money. There's a lot of credit card companies that are starting to offer 0% interest for now 18 months, and I saw one for 24 months. Okay, so if you're responsible, here's the time that you do some of the things that we've suggested before. You move your balances. If you're carrying a balance, and you and I know Americans carry huge balances on credit cards, don't go spend more, but move it over to a 0% interest credit card and start saving that 15, 18, 20% because you'd be surprised how many of my customers don't realize they're paying 19 and 20% interest on their credit cards.
They don't.
So here's the opportunity for those two, but here's the biggest opportunity for me is buying a house. Now, you and I know there's renters out there that still need to buy a home. And if you're police or teacher or fire, somebody who has not had a job issue, now's a great time to buy because interest rates have now come back down to the lowest levels they've ever been in history. Absolutely.
What are they today?
Well, so I'm telling you now, somebody with decent credit, not great credit, notice I said decent credit,
right,
buying an FHA loan, putting their normal 3.5% down, and you know I don't really suggest paying discount points for much of anything.
Correct.
I don't do that. But there's times that you see opportunity. Had a customer yesterday, paid one discount point, had a decent credit score, and locked in at 2.75 on a 30-year fixed.
I haven't
stupid
seen that
numbers.
Before. Is that
stupid
a,
numbers.
That's real?
And you're catching the market at the right time for you as a consumer, the absolute worst time for the market as a lender. You know, as lenders, we're worried about foreclosures, we're worried about defaults and delinquencies, so we'll talk about that, say, segment 3 or 4. But here's an opportunity, and you look at some of these basic bread-and-butter homes. Would you consider $150,000 kind of basic?
Sure.
Okay. So when the market was at 6%, that principal interest taxes and insurance payment on $150,000 is about $1,172.
All right.
Okay. When the market came down to 5, that same principal interest taxes and insurance is about $1,079.
Okay.
The market was at 4 for quite some time. That payment's all the way down to $992. And here's where the opportunity is. Let's say you didn't pay the discount point. Let's say you took the 3% interest rate that could be out there on a given moment. And again, I have to say asterisks, you know, it's credit score driven, there's loan product driven, things like that. But you could be at $910 a month. Now, how many people are spending more than $1,000 a month renting a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage?
Everybody that's renting it.
There's existing homes that you can get for $150. Now you got to be quick because that market is the hottest. There's new construction that you're getting for the $150,000, $160,000. You're telling me you can have payments under $1,000 a month, putting 3.5% down, and it's your own home. And you're spending more than that in rent. That's why I say opportunity is sometimes you have to do things and there's just no way around it. And that's when people get hurt. Here's the opportunity to do something that you can have a ridiculously low interest rate and a payment that is at or below what you're paying for rent in most cases, even if it's a little bit more and you're now owning the home. That's a heck of an opportunity to say, you know what, I've got an interest rate that starts with a 3 for crying out loud. You know, and you and I have talked about interest rates over and over and over. When I bought my first home, and I'm not that old, but when I bought my first home, my interest rate was 7. And I thought it was a great deal. And as the interest rates have come down and gone back up and come down, you know, you think the opportunity that people will see now today when you're 20 or 25 years from now looking back, they're going to say, like your granddaughter, she's going to go, Grandpa, why didn't you buy like 10 houses and turn them into rentals?
Yeah. And they were only 150.
And they were only 150 because, you know, but you have that conversation that we in the moment go, oh, my gosh, that's really expensive. But if you look backwards and you say, wow, that's actually really cheap in terms of carrying costs, yeah, I do need to buy a house. Or I do need to buy a rental property because there are some people that are going to be scared and aren't going to buy a house and they are going to need to rent. But, man, the opportunity in real estate or any kind of debt right now, and I'm not saying take on destructive debt. I'm not a big fan of destructive debt. But let's say you do have a car loan that was 12, 14% interest, and you've got good credit. Man, call your bank and go get that thing refinanced. Save the money. And most people don't think about refinancing their auto loans. Go refinance your auto, move credit card balances from one card to another, and let's get that interest rate down. The opportunity to save money all the way through this market right now is so huge. And I know you talk about the investor that you talk to a lot, of what opportunities there are to purchase in the market and to make money in the market. I would love to have the strength on that side. My strength is debt management, and growing some of these assets. You know, I've never seen a time like this that you could literally get a 0% interest rate credit card. You could finance a car for 84 months, 0%, and you could buy a home with an interest rate that probably starts with a 3. I mean, have you ever seen a time like that before?
Oh, it doesn't exist, to my knowledge. I mean, not in my lifetime.
It doesn't exist. And so now you look at what are the other opportunities. Maybe it's a cash-out refinance to pay off other debt. Maybe it's a home renovation loan because you've been talking about doing all this work to your house that maybe you don't want to sell. but you want to put a pool in and a new kitchen and a new air conditioner, if you can take on the debt when the debt service is super cheap, that's when to do it. It's not when you have to.
Is there any holdup right now as far as processing loans and getting those done? I mean, there's a lot of government agencies that have been hard to work with because...
There's not a holdup, but there's a whole bunch of other things that we have to do. I appreciate the question. So the industry is paralyzed with fear with employment, meaning, let's say I was going to do a loan for you, Russ, and I'm going to use your job here as a radio operator.
Okay.
The minute I take your application, within 72 hours, I need to do a employment verification. So we have to call the studio and say, hey, here's Russ Clark still.
There's no one here to answer a phone.
Yeah, well, there's a problem. That's one of the problems that we're running into. But
okay.
Within 72 hours, I have to take that. When we approve the loan, within 10 days of approving the loan before the loan docs go out, we have to have another employment verification. Within 48 hours of funding your loan, I also have to verify that you're still employed. So even though you can give me pay stubs and bank statements, I have to check three more times during the transaction that you still have a job.
Does that mean you get creative? You call people at home?
No, you have to get that from an employer. So,
I mean, could you call an employer at home?
As long as it's the employer,
I don't have people here in the office, but I could give you the operations manager's name.
Yeah, if we had the operations manager's name and phone number or email address, we just have to validate that somebody is employed. And there are issues where you're seeing people that applied for a loan and then were furloughed by their company. Well, as a lender, we're not allowed to fund a loan because you sign something at the closing table that says your financial status has not changed. And clearly, you can't give somebody a loan if they don't have the income coming in anymore. So the industry has more paperwork to put together, but it shouldn't change the process for the consumer, with the exception of help me find everybody in HR or management who can help validate these things. Because if there are companies that are closed, which there are, those are issues.
Yeah.
You have people that... had one lady that she was I won't say where she's employed, but she had some income from her retirement account, some income from her employment. Well, when we did the phone call, she's no longer employed. That's a problem. So the only way, now thankfully she's in a good spot, said, hey, talk to your financial advisor, double what you're pulling out of your retirement account, you'll still have enough to do this. You pull that out, now I prove that you have enough income. And then later in life, when you go back to work, if you and your financial advisor want to readjust it, you can. That's not up to me. But there's ways that you still help people get loans. But the person who has been furloughed or let go, clearly they're not going to want to buy the house because they don't have income coming in anyway.
I think unemployment right now pays more than working, so you make it a bigger house.
Unfortunately, you can't use that unless you have 2-year history of it. So, unemployment does work in certain cases, but... For most people, the opportunity to buy a home right now or refinance a home or renovate a home or pull cash out to do something else, unbelievably amazing compared to what the market has been. And again, when you just turn on the TV and when you see auto manufacturers pitching 0% interest for 84 months, you know that there's opportunities for you to manage and structure your debt, or the opportunity to rearrange your personal finances. And that's what I see so fascinating about the time that we're in. And I go back to what we talked about the first segment. I hate the fact that people have family members passing away and you can't connect with them and you can't talk to them and you can't say your goodbyes correctly. I hate the fact that we didn't have a great funeral for my mom, which truly from a business perspective, that's a business and a revenue generator for somebody somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that portion of the economy is hurting because you're not having big funerals and you're not doing lots of extra flowers and you're not doing all these things. But I also see the opportunity that, man, if you have a credit card balance, you better be thinking about refinancing that or moving it from one to another. Or if you have equity in your home. I just had somebody that had a 3.99 interest rate. We're refinancing their home, paying off some other debt. They're getting a lower interest rate on their house, paying off a lot of other debt. They're saving so much money, they're smiling ear to ear. Now, do you want to be smiling in this market and economy?
You better.
You know, And I again, with the coronavirus, I hate the fact that this is happening to us, but there is a huge amount of opportunity for those that are willing to just pause, take a breath, and look around. And whether it's investing in things, could be the right time to invest in real estate, could be the right time to get rid of an old car that's nickel and diming you on repairs, although you love those cars.
Oh, I recommend people get rid of them right away. You know, I don't want a nickel and dime something really.
No,
you got to get rid of.
I know. But are you seeing, tell me about what you're seeing. Are you seeing people do extra maintenance to their cars and bring things in right now? Are you seeing people staying at home?
Everyone's just kind of freezing, you know. Okay. They're kind of staying at home. I mean, they're doing the necessary, but nobody's thinking that far ahead right now. Because there's a lot of indecision out there of what next month's going to look like.
Okay. So what you're saying, though, is if my brakes were squeaking, stopping here in the parking lot, it would be a great time to come in and see you.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Nice. All right.
It is. I mean, there's business going on, but it's not a lot.
Okay. I'll be over shortly.
All right.
Get my brakes. You can take a look at. So I know. Well, since we're talking about brakes, let's take a break. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU.
Diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, IPC.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. You don't want to work? You want to bang on the drum all day?
That's all I want to
do, man.
It's Friday, man. I'm ready to take off. I've worked so hard this
Friday. Friday. Whether it's Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it doesn't matter.
It's good Friday. There's a lot of businesses that are fortunate enough to stay open. They're just going to close today.
Yeah.
You know.
It does feel like a weird Good Friday.
It's weird.
It doesn't feel like Good Friday, you know.
I spent a lot of time driving around yesterday, accidentally, because I was taking someone from my office with me, and we headed the wrong direction. I didn't realize the place I was going to had moved. So we got to see a lot of Yuma businesses and just looking at the empty parking lots, looking at the empty parking lots in the mall, and look at the empty parking lots. It's a little unnerving. It's gone on too long, and we know how much that is hurting our economy.
Mm-hmm.
in the short run, and the more it goes on, the more it will linger as it hurts.
Well, it'll linger, but the demand is going to get pent up, and
true. It's which means we can have a bounce back.
Yeah,
but we got to pull the trigger on that bounce back.
Yeah,
or
well, you know, again, who's the who wants to make that decision? I, you know,
well, there's you know, for there's a lot of politics involved.
Yes. That's
and you got James Carville that came out yesterday and said Republicans will literally kill you to make
know.
You know the economy, meaning like if Trump calls it too early.
Yeah,
you know that was it was all
it's all
know,
politics.
Up. Let's take a phone call. You're on the air.
Yes, I've got an interesting question for you. About 2 months ago, I decided to buy a Ford pickup truck. And the credit, I've got excellent credit. And I went to my credit union and they said, well, you're not getting anything for the money that you've got in here. Why don't you just take cash for it? So I did take cash for it, and that was 2 months ago, and it was 4.7% interest. But that's assuming that they were going to charge me. I'm just curious now, was that a good move at that time?
Since you already did it, my answer would be yes, but let's talk to, talk to Derek.
You know, it depends on really a number of things, purchase price, what else you could have been doing with your money. Now, obviously, if your money is just sitting in there,
earning zero,
that certainly saves you money, and I suggest that when you can pay cash for a car, great, that's a fantastic thing. Would you have invested that money somewhere else? Like if you had financed that car, would you have left your money in the bank earning nothing, or would you have turned around and potentially bought stocks or bonds or invested in real estate? And most people are saying, no, they wouldn't have invested somewhere else. They would have left it there. So I think you made a smart decision. Now, if you wanted to pull the money back out, most of the banks and credit unions will do what's called a cash-out refinance on your auto. They'll typically go up to $20,000 or $25,000. So if you bought a really big, nice truck, they're not going to give you all of it back. But you can pull some of that money back out and get some of the low interest rates. But knowing that you are earning nothing and you just saved yourself 4 to 5% interest, I think that was a good move. I really do.
I'm 80 years old, and I've got quite a few thousand in a savings account. I don't owe anybody anything, and I've often wondered, should I take this maybe $50,000 and invest it, or at my age, I really don't need to. The companies that I had my income in were hotels, so now I'm probably not going to get any income for several months. That I don't think that'll be a problem. I've got enough to handle me, but I don't think I should invest in anything at my age.
I probably wouldn't either. If you're comfortable from an income perspective and you have money sitting in an account and it's $50,000, I think that's a nice cushion and a nest egg that if your income does go down from the hotels, now you have a 6 month or year's worth of survival cash. You know, if you found something that you were passionately investing in and knew that it was going to make you a decent amount of money, maybe. But if you're comfortable now, look, we're all investing till we get to the point that we don't need to worry about money anymore. So if you're at the point that you don't need to worry about money and you were fortunate enough to pay cash for your truck, I think that was a fantastic move.
One more question, if I may. I have 32 acres in Utah that overlooks the valley on a mountainside. I'm debating whether I bought that back in the 70s. I've never done anything with it. I don't know if I should try and sell it. My niece is saying at my age I better get rid of it, but she doesn't want to mess with it. Is this a good time to try and sell something like that?
You know, based on, well, I don't know where it's located, but the amount of development that is going on all around, especially up in Utah, there's developers looking for land, there's high-end homes still being sold all across the country. Even if you look at here in Yuma, there's lots of homes going up, and the builders are not slowing down. The builders have actually increased the amount of homes being built. It depends on where it is and what it would be used for. Is it something that a developer might put a subdivision in? Is it something that makes for good commercial? I would certainly dip my toe in the water, and here's what I always would say about selling. You can list a property, and you don't have to take the offer. So if you don't get the right offers in and it doesn't feel right to you and your family, you just say no. But it certainly doesn't hurt to test the waters and get competent representation, talk to a very good real estate agent up there, have them give you an idea of what it would go for in the market, and have them shop it around and see if you get some offers on it.
Okay, I really appreciate you guys, and thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Have a great morning. You know, and that's a great call when it talks about opportunity.
And I'd never heard of a bank before saying, why don't I not write you a loan? Why don't you just take some of the money out of my bank? You know, that's contrary to you think what their business model is, but it's very helpful to know that they're going to help you make a good decision.
Very helpful. So I would think that whoever that customer service rep or loan officer was doing a great thing for a customer. And it's nice to know there's other people out there that do those things where, you know, again, if you are, let's recap, if he's 80 years old and he's got 50 to 80,000 in the bank, I don't know how much the car was, but if he still had 50 left and he paid cash for the F-150, you know, if you have income coming in that's kind of a guaranteed income, if you will, and you've got enough money to survive, you don't need to finance it. You really don't. And I would love to be able to pay cash for a car and cash for things when you can. What I'm talking about, though, is the opportunity when you know you need to buy a car. Like, again, I've got a staff member of mine that I just want to punch her in the face because she won't go buy a new car. But, you know, she's paying about $350 a month for her car, and it's an older one. And I said, last year, what do you think you spent on repairs? And she said, well, we spent about $3,500, $3,600 on repairs last year.
Ouch.
Okay, so you can do the math. That's $300 a month averaging repairs, $350 a month for her payment. So she's spending $650 a month on the car.
Yeah.
Well, no offense, but if you could trade that off and get a new car at 0%, and the payment's $650 to $700, and now you have a 3 or 4 year warranty, let's pretend it's 3 years warranty, you're spending the same amount of money, and you have no worry, no headache, and you've got the new car, and you're halfway paid. I mean, the opportunity for some people to, and oh, by the way, that would be a more expensive car. She could certainly get something that's kind of base and
something
nice,
something
you would buy, and she could save
cheap
money monthly. Well, you are cheap. I just didn't want to say that on air. But there's opportunities that sometimes people just don't realize the scope or global depth of that opportunity.
No.
And she does not compute the maintenance costs of that car. And she sees a $350 a month payment. No.
Yeah.
That car cost you $650 a month because of what you told me you spent in repairs.
Well, maybe she's got all those repairs done now, and it's good for a couple of years.
Yeah, but she spent that same amount of money last year. We had this same conversation 12 months ago.
Let me see that car. I want to talk to her.
I'll have
her
bring
her
it. I will have her bring it in.
I may give her the same advice you give her.
I know you will.
Get rid of it.
But, you know, there's these opportunities. So, again, that gentleman had the opportunity to pay cash for a car because he had done some of the right things over his lifetime. And clearly he's invested. He's invested in hotels. He invested in land. He's been doing the right things for a long time.
It's kind of nice to have someone call in that's got all their stuff together.
Yes.
And then I mean, you don't always get that, and that's where you try to help.
You know what? I think most everybody does the best with what they have and the information that they're given. So I love hearing people doing it well, and pat on the back and A-plus to that gentleman. Love to hear from people that need some help, and I'll give you my advice for whatever it's worth. You look like you have an itchy trigger finger.
Well, I'm getting ready to make you go to break.
Do you have a good song queued up?
Nope, but
okay.
I got one.
Well, this is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU.
Your pickup truck store is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at truck made. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in this brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Aziza Schuler with your KYMA News 11 update. As things stand in the Imperial Valley Thursday, there are 75 cases of the virus. So far, 3 deaths reported, but 25 cases have been recovered. This as starting today, the Imperial County Health Officer is requiring all Imperial Valley residents to wear face masks. In Yuma County, the number increased by 1. The total is now 18 cases of coronavirus. Yuma County is the highest rank in the state of Arizona for social distancing with a promising score of a B+. For nearly a month now, the city of Yuma has been putting rules in place to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The score jumped a whole letter grade Thursday afternoon after sitting at a C- earlier this week. Local leaders like Yuma Mayor Nichols has even taken it upon himself to make sure the community knows what social distancing means. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will see you right back here for more news.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Hey Yuma, Money Talk, AM560 KBLU, Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, Russ Clark, color commentary. Good morning, Russ.
I'm all about opportunity.
You are. Well, you know, there's always opportunity, and I think that's, look, glass half full, glass half empty. I'm happy to have something in the glass. I don't care whether it's half full or half empty. Seriously. And
that's funny. I've never heard that, but yeah.
But
right.
Seriously, if you look around, there's stuff in the glass. You just have to be able to pay attention to it.
Yeah.
And I don't care whether you have debt or don't have debt. There's opportunity. If you don't have debt, there's opportunity to go get something that might be a productive asset.
Sure.
If you have debt, there's opportunity to refinance things and save yourselves some money. And it might be refinancing your car, which we don't talk about very often. It might be moving credit card debt from one card to another. Those credit card companies are loving moving balances over because they think most of us are going to hold balances way too long and pay lots of interest. Well, play the game. Move the money from one card that's charging you high interest over to a 0% interest rate credit card for 12 months and come up with a payment plan that you can get that thing knocked down in 12 months. And if you can't, do your best to get it down as far as you can, and in 11 and a half months, move it over to another card that's 0% interest. I mean, play the game here just a little bit. But this is the opportunity that I'm just saying from my own experience, in about 5 or 10 years, I'm going to look back and say, man, that was the most amazing time in history, because interest rates on houses were low, cars were near zero, and for a lot of them are zero. You get credit cards for zero. This was the time that you get out of debt and you rearrange things and you move ahead from a investing perspective. Now, there's opportunities elsewhere. You know, I'm not the financial guy. That's Tom. So, you know, Tom, what are the investments that you can pick up now that are just being clobbered and hammered and you know are going to come back because it's an emotional selling? There's opportunities out there. There's so much opportunity that the caller that was on the phone, he's got the opportunity to sell 72 acres up somewhere on a mountainside in Utah. There's going to be an opportunity from somebody to buy it and develop it. There's so much opportunity. And I think sometimes we get this analysis paralysis or this fear, and it stops us. I mean, you're a student of human nature. Why do people get so paralyzed when there's things going on instead of seeing the opportunity?
Fear. And the inaction just comes from fear. And to overcome that fear is information. Get the information, you know, and work with somebody who's got it, like you or Tom for investments, and start blowing up on information and deal with the fear. But like Tom on investment, he gets a ton of calls when the stock market takes a 20% dive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's panicked. Sell everything. Get out of it. Well, you're down 20% right now. And that's just fear. Versus, because all the smart guys know, wow, now's a good time to buy. Don't sell. Right?
Yeah, it's interesting. So go back to one thing I wanted to touch on. We talked about a payment for a house. So $250,000. Would you assume that's a fairly nice house?
Sure.
$250,000.
A lot of money.
That's a lot of money. So if you did, and I'm using a normal interest rate with where the market is now, not buying points down to that crazy one, but had a gentleman say, hey, show me what my payment would be on this house. And we looked up the taxes. We looked up the insurance. We used 3% as the interest rate, which is what he qualified for at that moment. Normal FHA loan, putting 3.5% down. Said, okay, before I show you what the payment is, I want to show you where the payment was about 2.5-3 years ago. When interest rates were 5, when they ticked back up after we got out of the recession, that house payment would have been $1,724.
Okay.
Not a bad payment for a $250,000 home.
No.
When interest rates came down to 4%, his payment was $1,578. Sounded pretty good for a $250,000 home. He could legitimately buy that home right now today with that 3% interest rate that I mentioned for $1,441 a month.
That's
principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. That's real money.
Significant money.
Under $1,500 a month for a $250,000 home. You understand how stupid that is? And I'm trying to be a little sarcastic about it, but you're telling me that you could buy a $250,000 home for under $1,500 a month because he's got pretty good credit.
Right.
Holy buckets, the opportunity that, you know, this is a gentleman that was renting a home very similar to this for $1,800 a month.
Wow.
So potentially he's going to save, you know, clearly there's some other things that he'll probably have to do, but he's going to save somewhere between $200 and $250 a month on the house.
Unbelievable.
And he's now going to own it, and he's going to have a 30-year fixed interest rate, and he's going to slowly pay off his debt over time. And whether the market goes up or down, let's say interest rates next year went to 10%. They're not going to, but let's just say they went stupid. He's got a fixed-rate mortgage. His payment's not going to change. So he's locked that in, and now he knows he has that great payment on a house that he and his family are going to love living in for the next 5, 10, 15 years. Do I think it's a 30-year home for him? No. However, if that payment is that cheap on that house, should he turn it into a rental property if he ever moves out?
Sure. I mean, if he can.
If he can, and the likelihood is he'll be able to. So there's the opportunity. He's moving out of a rental into a home that's going to save him money. It's his own home. It's his own castle. He's going to pay that off over time. And if he ever moves out of it later in life, he's now got something that would rent He's paying $1,800 a month for a house very similar to this. He's got something he knows would rent and at least cover the payment. You don't have to make a bunch of money on it, but if he covered the payment and it continued to pay off over time, wouldn't you love to have a $250,000 home free and clear in 30 years?
Yes.
You know, that's one of the interesting, not good things for me, but interesting is you look at the assets that people have when they get close to retirement. And I don't know if you saw, but what does the average 60-year-old have put away for retirement in assets?
Oh, God, this could be nearly nothing, but I don't know.
Take a guess.
100,000.
Nope, less.
My initial guess,
so
20, 30,000.
About 65,000 was the last one I read out of the New York Times. So, you know, $65,000 in assets when you got to retirement, and you're hoping that Social Security or something else
gets in. Oh, and a lot of them are going to have low Social Security draws,
yeah,
too. Yeah.
So that, the reason I love real estate, and again...
You better have kids that love them.
Well, you know, my mom lived with us for
there
a year and a half. But, you know, there's so much opportunity out there. I just want to, as people are seeing this coronavirus and news, I mean, Russ, how many people have recovered from coronavirus?
No, only 99%.
You know, I don't know what the percentage is.
It's around 98% recover.
So there's, I hate the fact that we're all going through this, but I love the fact that predominantly the majority of people are recovering from it. And my heart goes out to anybody who doesn't or has a family member afflicted by it. But if we see recovery, let's also talk about, hey, we recovered from it and now there's opportunity. Hey, while we're in this recession, depression, just forced economic downturn, if you will, there is opportunity. So I know lots of the small businesses, you're getting calls on getting the SBA loans and getting help for payroll and things like that. Look, there's opportunities out there. You just have to be willing to dig through the paperwork to get it. So if you're a restaurant that needed help with the payroll, there's the SBA loans to help you with that for the 3 months.
Those guys are devastated.
And there's help for them. They need to get after it. And reach out to your banker, reach out to your financial planner, whoever it is that can help you with those SBA items. You know, if you are somebody who is, again, maybe you still have a good job and you see the opportunity, might be a cash out refinance. Might be the time to pay off all your debts and roll it into one and get skinny and know you're conservative.
Right.
And just don't be afraid to ask questions. So I would tell you, if you have a credit question or a house question, give me a call at the office and talk to me, talk to Bill, Ray, Tara, anybody there. We'd love to help you. If you have questions on investing, I mean, I know Tom and his gang are still answering the phone all day long. If you got just random questions like what's for dinner, call Russ. You know, he'll help
you with all that.
All day long. But I will say, during this period that we're in, I know we're celebrating a lot of healthcare workers and other people that are really getting after it.
First responders that keep going in spite of it.
Thank you to all of those first responders that are really putting their lives on the line potentially. And I also want to say, you know, to the active duty and the retired men and women that have ever served in our great armed forces, you know, we couldn't even be doing this stuff without you guys and gals putting your lives on the line. And, you know, as a student of history, you read back through what all the signers of the Declaration of Independence went through after we won our independence. I mean,
most of them not good.
Most of them not good. So, again, knowing that there's a group of men and women that fight for our freedom and not allow us to start a restaurant, have an auto shop, talk on the radio, my hats go out to you, and we will proudly fly that flag out in front of our building and have a safe and happy weekend. Good Friday, everyone. Happy Easter on Sunday. Hug your kids, celebrate with your family, and have a happy Easter.
The preceding show on 560 KVLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KVLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.